到，我们就今天开始学习。
Lord, we want to thank you for the Bible and for the fact that the Holy Spirit has been given to us in order to teach us the Bible.
主啊，我们要谢谢您为了圣经，也为了圣灵教导我们。
And our prayer is that He will do that for us today.
我们的盼望是，圣灵今天会带领和教导我们。
We acknowledge our need, and it's with thanks that we implore your presence to help us and teach us the Bible today.
主啊，我们的祷告是求您带着我们，今天能够寻找您的同在，明白您的话语。
Lord, you know each one who is here, and you know the reason that they have come. You know what their spiritual needs are.
因为您知道我们在座的每一位，您知道我们里面的需要。
And so, Lord, we pray that today you will teach each of us specifically according to the needs that we would have.
也求您的圣灵今天带着我们每一个人，在我们里面特别属灵的需要，求您。
So help us now as we study, we pray.
也帮助我们在我们学习的时候。
And we give thanks in Jesus' name.
这样的感恩，奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. Amen. All right. Well, our studies today begin in the book of Acts, chapter 18.
使徒行传的十八章。
And that's in the latter part of your Bible, page 244.
244页哈，如果是蓝本的这本圣经的话，新约的244页。
Very good. Page 244. The story is of the Apostle Paul, who was the first missionary, we would call him. And he has been traveling the northern part of the Mediterranean Sea area, traveling, preaching the gospel to these people.
那这个的背景是使徒保罗呢？他可能是第一代的传教士啊，那他自己呢去到地中海的北面啊，在做了传教之旅。
He's been doing this twice. He went around once and then he went back to Antioch where he started and then he went a second time all the way around, but he's heading back to Antioch now.
所以这段经文的这个时点呢，他已经是第二次的回来。这是他两次的布道之旅的最后，回到安提阿。他第一次从安提阿出去走了一圈，回到安提阿。第二次呢，他走得更远，现在又回到了安提阿。
So now, verse 23, we're going to start reading. Someone in Chinese, please, and then we'll say it together in English.
23节，谁帮我们用中文先读一下？
住了些日子，又离开那里，挨次经过加拉太和吕弗加地方，兼顾众人徒。
After spending some time in Antioch, Paul set out from there and traveled from place to place throughout the region of Galatia and Phrygia, strengthening all the disciples. So this is what the Bible students call the beginning of Paul's third missionary journey.
那这里呢是很多的圣经学者认为保罗第三次传教之旅的开始。
He went out preaching and telling people about Jesus and then he came home.
他出去讲道，告诉人关于耶稣呢，然后又回家。
And then he went out a second time covering the ground that he had preached at the first time, but going to additional places.
第二次出去的时候呢，他又回到了第一次去过的地方，同时呢又增加了许多的地方。
And then he went out a third time on that same kind of a circuit.
那第三次他又出去，也是在这样的一个圆圈里哈。
And I'm going to put words in Harry's mouth, but Harry, when you travel on business, do you often go over here and then back again and then back again to strengthen the business that you established?
他说 你做生意的时候是不是你去了一个地方然后又回去那个地方又回去那个地方去加强你的生意联系
Yeah, okay. That's a good way to do business.
对
You go and you introduce yourself and then you go back and you explain what it is and you get some more business and then you go back a third time and you strengthen that business and it just makes it, it makes it easier for the people who you've spoken to understand. It gives them foundation. It's a good thing. You keep going.
所以这是一个很好的方式，就你去了一次呢，隔一段时间再去一次，再过一段时间再去一次，你会增加很多的联系，也让你们的关系的基础会更加牢，也解答很多他们的问题。所以这是一个很好的方式来建立联系。
So we have a word that we often use in English in our churches. We call it itinerant ministry.
所以我们用英语呢，有时候叫 itinerant. Itinerant 就是旅行的步道，叫旅行步道。
That's good. I'm glad you were able to translate that. Okay, and we do that at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel.
那我们十六街教会也这么做过的。
Has Joe Reese ever come to 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel?
比如说 Joe Reese 弟兄曾经来过这里。
Did you appreciate it when he was here last time?
你们有谁上一次他在这的时候你就知道他讲到的。
Okay, and we hope he's going to come again in 2019.
他2019年呢，我们盼望他会继续回来。
Okay, he knows us, we know him, but each time he comes, he strengthens us and makes us stronger.
所以呢，我们认识他，他也认识我们。然后他每一次、每一年的这一段的小段时间来我们这的时候呢，他总是在这里坚固我们的信心。
So that kind of a preaching model is, it's biblical. It's what the Bible does.
那这种方式的这个传道呢，是合圣经的。这就是圣经里最早的时候有过的方式，就叫旅行布道。
Where did Jesus preach?
那耶稣在哪里布道呢？
Well, he preached in Galilee, and he preached in Judea, and he preached in Samaria, and he went round and round and round. He preached a little and then keep moving, then come back and do it again, and back and do it again. That's God's model for preaching.
所以他是耶稣来到加利利，他会讲道，然后他在犹大地他也讲道，在撒玛利亚他也讲道，然后他又回到加利利。所以这个旅行里面他就在一直转啊转，他这个转圈哈，他每次他又回来又回去，回来又回去。
Alright, someone then can read verse 24 and 25 and 26 please.
24, 25和26节，谁用中文帮我们读一下？
讲论教训人只是他单小和约翰的洗礼，他在会堂里放胆讲道，百基拉雅居拉听见就接他来，将神的道给他讲解更加详细。
Alright, meanwhile a Jew named Apollos, a native of Alexandria, came to Ephesus. He was a learned man with a thorough knowledge of the scriptures. He had been instructed in the way of the Lord, and he spoke with great fervor and taught about Jesus accurately, though he knew only the baptism of John. He began to speak boldly in the synagogue. When Priscilla and Aquila heard him, they invited him to their home and explained to him the way of God more adequately, or sometimes that word is perfectly.
或者有的时候说更完美。
So, here's the story now about a new man. His name is Apollos. He was born in Alexandria. Where is that?
那这里又讲了一个人啊，他的名字叫亚波罗，他是在亚历山泰出生的。
Alexandria is a port city on the south side of the Mediterranean Sea in Egypt.
这是一个在地中海南岸那埃及沿岸那块的一个城。
So we mentioned last week that the people traveled a great deal in these days. Transportation was convenient. It was established by the Romans, and lots of people traveled widely, even though it was 2,000 years ago.
所以我们上一次分享到这个场景，就是当时的时代呢，交通已经非常发达了，因为是大罗马帝国，整个地中海沿岸都是大罗马帝国，所以这个建立起来的交通，即使距今已经2000年了，在那个时代是非常便捷的。
So when he came to Ephesus, he met Priscilla and Aquila, who were Christians who had recently moved with Paul to the city of Ephesus.
所以亚波罗在那碰到谁了呢？在以弗所碰到了亚基拉和百居拉，那他们是跟着保罗来的。
And so Priscilla and Aquila got a hold of Apollos and said, "Now listen, you're doing very well, you're doing a good work, but you aren't exactly proper or accurate on all truth." So Priscilla and Aquila taught Apollos.
所以百基拉和亚居拉在那里教导了亚波罗哈，因为亚波罗他在那呢，是他只知道这个约翰的洗礼，他并不知道耶稣的道。
And that is also the way in which God teaches today.
这也是神今天教导我们的方式。
Each one of us are teaching one and other as we go.
那我们每个都是彼此在教导，当我们继续往前走的时候。
Many, many years ago, there was a man who I worked with, and we were talking one day, and he said something that I disagreed with about the Bible.
那很多年前呢，有我和一个人一起同工做主的工啊。那有一天他跟我讲了一些事呢，我不是太认可在圣经的道理上。
So I said to him, well. Why would you say that? I don't really think that's what the Bible would teach.
那我就跟他说，你为什么这么说呢？我并不觉得这是圣经告诉我们的真理啊。
He said, well, you should come to our church and you'll learn.
然后他就说，那你应该来我们教会，你就明白了。
I said to him, how long have you been going to that church?
我就问他，你去那个教会多久了呢？
He said, well, almost all my life.
他说，几乎是我一生的时间了。
I said, well, then why don't you tell me the answer to the question? Don't you know by now?
那我就问他，那你现在知道这个答案了吗？
He said, no, I don't.
他说我还是不知道。
Okay, God's plan is that we learn, but that we teach too.
所以神的旨意是我们学习，同时我们也教导。
And so Priscilla and Aquila didn't say, just wait till Paul comes back in 5 years and he'll answer that question. They said, we will teach you what we know.
所以百基拉和亚基拉他并没有跟亚波罗说呢，你等一等，等保罗以后五年以后他就来了，你在那边等他答案。他没有这么说，他们现在就告诉了他答案。
So why do we come to Bible studies like this?
那我们为什么要像来到现在这样的圣经学习上呢？
Number one, to learn ourselves.
第一是我们自己要学习。
And then number two, to be able to teach others.
那第二呢，是让我们能够有能力教导别人。
So when you go home, you say, well, I've got to teach my children, I've got to teach my friends, and wherever you go, you share the gospel with them, same way Priscilla and Aquila did with Apollos.
所以你说你回家呢，那你可以用神的道教导孩子，你可以把神的道传给你的朋友，所以你无论在哪里呢，就像百基拉和亚基拉那样，那你总是把神的福音讲出去。
So the question is, where did Priscilla and Aquila do their preaching?
那问题是这两个人是在哪里讲他们的道呢？
What's it say? They did it at home.
他在家里哈。
Is that a good place to learn?
那是不是一个很好的地方学习呢？
Probably you learned most important things in life at home.
所以你很可能一生最重要的一些道理是在家里学到。
You might have learned your science, you might have learned your mathematics at university or at school, but you learned how to live at home.
你很可能会在大学学科学学数学，但是呢你在家里学怎么生活怎么做人。
So in our home when we were children, our mother and father used to invite preachers to come home for lunch.
所以在我小时候呢，我的父母有的时候会邀请讲道的传道人呢，会到家里来吃饭。
We entertained often in our home on Sunday noon, but we entertained a lot of other times as well.
所以我们在周日中午的时候，这样的时候我们会请很多传道人来我们家吃饭，那我们很享受这样的时间。
I used to like it when the preachers came.
我很喜欢啊，当他们来我们家的时候。
Because we would learn a lot from them. My father, my mother would talk to the preachers. Much of our discussion was about the Bible. I learned, Norma learned, a lot that we know about the Bible just from listening as we were eating lunch.
所以你可以想象当我们在这么吃饭的时候呢，我的父母在和这个传道人谈话的内容肯定都是关于圣经的。然后呢 ,Norma 跟我呢，我们就边吃边听，我们也学到了很多东西。
And the other reason that we like to have the preachers come for lunch is because we always had better meals when they came.
然后另外一个原因，我们很喜欢这个传道士到我们家来吃饭的原因是，那个时候我们总能吃到好吃的。
Okay, the meals ordinarily weren't bad. It's just that we didn't often get pie, but we had pie or cake often when the preachers were there.
虽然我们平时家里也吃的也不差，但是呢，不是每天都会有那个派啊，不是有那个点心和蛋糕啊，但是有客人来的时候总是会有的。
All right, verses 27 and 28.
27和28节。
Someone.
他想要往亚该亚去，弟兄们就勉励他，并写信请门徒接待他。他到了那里，多帮助那蒙恩信主的人，在众人面前极有能力驳倒犹太人，引圣经证明耶稣是基督。
All right, in English.When Apollos wanted to go to Achaia, the brothers
encouraged him and wrote to the disciples
there to welcome him. On arriving, he was a great help to those who by grace had believed. For he vigorously refuted the Jews in public debate, proving from the scriptures.That Jesus was the Christ. All right. So, the message that Apollos preached, verse 28, is he proved from the scriptures that Jesus was the Christ.
所以亚波罗讲到的内容是什么呢？就是证明耶稣是基督。
That is the question that the world has got to have answered today.
这也是今天的世界需要回答面对的一个问题。
Who was Jesus?
耶稣是谁？
And the Bible says that Jesus was the Son of God, Jesus was the Savior, and Jesus was the Christ.
圣经说呢，耶稣是神的圣子，是救主，是基督。
So we often use the full name for the Lord Jesus Christ.We call him the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们经常会用一个全名来说啊，就是说呢，主耶稣基督啊。
Okay, his middle name is Jesus. He's the Lord Jesus Christ.
他的中间的名字叫耶稣，他是主耶稣。
So what does the name Jesus mean?
那耶稣的意思是什么呢？
It means he's the Savior. That's the meaning.Of the Hebrew and the Greek word Jesus, he is the Savior.
那希腊语和希伯来语呢？耶稣 Jesus 这个词意思都是他是救主。
He's the one, the only one who can save you and me today.
那他是那一位，也是那唯一的一位能够今天拯救你和我的。
And the Bible teaches that we're lost, and therefore we want to be saved.
所以圣经说呢，我们都失丧了，所以我们想要被救赎。
But he's called the Lord Jesus Christ. What does the word Lord imply?
那他也同时被称为主耶稣基督。那主是什么意思呢？
And that word refers back to the God of the Old Testament, who was the Lord.
那这个词呢，回到了旧约里面那个神，他的名字呢叫做主。
And in that sense, Jesus was the God of the past. He's the God of creation. He's the God of the Old Testament.
所以耶稣呢也是那旧约的神啊，因为他是那个创造的主，他也是过去的那个神。
And the word also implies that he is the boss. The word Lord means the boss.
然后这个主这个词呢，也意味着他是我们的主人呢，他是我们的老板。
But he's the Lord Jesus Christ. So what does the word Christ imply?
那主耶稣基督，那这个基督在讲什么呢？
In the Hebrew language, the word Christ is translated Messiah.
那在希伯来语里面呢，这个 Christ 这个词叫是是哪个词呢？就是 Messiah 这个词。
And in that regard, he was the anointed one, chosen to be the ultimate king of the Jewish people and of the world.
所以在那个词里呢，他是那个受膏者啊，被膏抹的，用来用神来拣选，来救整个全地和以色列族的。
So we sometimes sing a little chorus here on Sunday that goes like this: He's the Christ of yesterday, today, and forever.
所以我们有的时候会这么唱一首圣诗啊，他是昔在、今在和永在的神，过去、现在和未来的神。
Jesus is the God of yesterday, and today, and tomorrow.
所以耶稣是什么样的神呢？是过去、昔在、今在和永远的神。
All of the Jewish people, because of Old Testament prophecy, were anticipating that someone would come to be their deliverer, to be their helper into the future, to be their ultimate king.
所以在旧约的先知们，他们都在预期，在盼望会有那么一未来来的一位，是那个救赎主啊，会把他们救出来。
And because he was going to be their king, he would be the judge.
那正是因为这个救主呢，会是他们的王，也自然就是他们的审判主了。
And so this man Apollos, verse 28, said to the Jews, "Listen, you must believe Jesus because he is the king that you've been looking for."
所以二十八节这里呢，亚波罗就在告诉大家，你们要接受基督啊，因为这就是你们在等候、盼望要来的那一位了。
And so of all the things that Apollos could have preached, he says, this is the most important. I've got to tell you who Jesus is.
所以在亚波罗讲的所有事情里，这是最重要的。他说，我要告诉你们，耶稣就是谁。
And that's what we try to do here at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel. We try to make sure that you realize that Jesus Christ is God's appointed king. We must follow him.
这也是我们在十六节讲到的重点，我们总是要很努力地告诉每一个人，这就是那位要来的救赎主，要跟随他。
But verse 27 has got a very interesting truth in it, and that relates to how Christians should travel from one place to another.
那二十七节有一些很有意思的东西，让我们看见基督徒他是怎么样旅行，从一个地方到另一个地方。
We try at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel to recommend Christians when they leave here to go to another place. We give them a recommendation so that when they go to the other place, they are received as Christians.
所以我们在这里呢，比方说有人要离开我们教会，他要去到新的地方，我们总是会给他一封信。他带这封信呢，到一个新的教会呢，他们就知道哦，他是从哪里来的。当地的弟兄姊妹就会接待他。
And so when Apollos went from Ephesus to Achaia, they wrote a letter and they sent it along with Apollos so that when Apollos got to the Christians in Achaia, he could say, listen, this letter is from the Christians in Ephesus and this will introduce Apollos to you.
比如说亚波罗他要离开以弗所去亚该亚，以弗所的弟兄们就会写一封信让他带去，那雅盖亚的弟兄收到了呢，就会知道哦，原来他是从哪里哪里来的。
So when Ping left us a couple of years ago and went to San Jose, more or less, we got a hold of the Christians in San Jose and said, listen, Ping is coming. You look after her. She'll help you. You help her. She's a sister in the Lord Jesus Christ.
比方说呢，平姊妹离开我们的时候，她去圣何西哈，在加州。那她在那边呢，我们有当地的教会，我们知道，我们熟悉，所以我们就写信，让她带去，然后告诉当地的教会的弟兄和长老们呢，那让他们知道，这个姊妹的背景，她是个得救的姊妹，也让那个这个姊妹能够过去帮到他们。
So when Ting went to Ottawa, we did the same thing.
当 Ting去渥太华的时候，我们也做了同样的事情。
And when Caddy and Sharon and their families went to Victoria, we did the same thing.
比如说 Caddy 和 Sharon 呢，他们两家人去到维多利亚的时候呢，我们也做了同样的事情。
And when Lisa went to China, we didn't do that.
Lisa 回中国呢，我们就做不了了。
Okay, and the problem was that Lisa doesn't know where the Christians are in China.
因为 Lisa 也不知道这那边的教会到底是在哪里啊。
And we don't know where the Christians are in China.
我们也不知道，所以没有办法。
And that's not good. Okay, so when Lisa left, I'll be frank with you, I prayed more for Lisa than I did for Ping and Ting and Sharon and Caddy, because I knew where they were going, but I didn't know where Lisa was going.
但这个呢，对我们来说就不好了。所以呢，很坦率说呢，当他们离开我们中间去到新地方去的时候呢，我为 Lisa 的祷告呢，会比那些几个刚才提到的家庭要多很多，因为我知道他们去的地方是怎么样的，但是我不知道 Lisa。
Now we do that because we're all brothers and sisters in the same family.
那我们之所以这么做呢，是因为我们都是一个家里面的弟兄和姊妹。
Okay, so many years ago, my sister reminds me, many years ago I left Vancouver and I went to Ottawa.
那很多年前呢，我姐姐刚才提醒我，说我很多年前离开温哥华去了渥太华。
And the church here gave me a little letter.From this assembly to the Ottawa assembly, saying, "Listen, Harold is coming. You look after Harold."
这边的教会呢，给了我一封信，说那 Harold 现在离开我们，现在要到渥太华去，你们要接待他。
But my mother wasn't quite as patient as that.
但我妈妈可能没有那么耐心哈。
So she spoke to her friend.And she said to her friend, "You've got a brother who lives in Ottawa."
然后他就跟他的朋友说呢，他说，你呢在渥太华好像认识一个弟兄。
And her friend said yes.
他说是的，他朋友说我认识。
So my mother said, "You tell your brother to watch out for my son."
他说你呢告诉你的那边认识的弟兄呢要看着我的孩子啊，看着我儿子。
So when I got to Ottawa.Her brother was waiting for me at the airport.
他说那个当他去的时候呢，那边那个弟兄已经在机场等他了。
We're a family.
我们是一家人的。
And it's absolutely wonderful.
这是非常非常美好。
And we should be looking out for one another all the time.
我们要彼此的看顾哈，始终都是这样。
And when Christians come here from other places, you welcome them and encourage them and love them.
当其他基督徒从其他地方到我们中间来的时候，你也总是会欢迎他，然后款待他们。
And when you go to other places, even if you don't know anybody there, get in touch with us. Let us see if we can help you so that when you land in that strange place.You'll have a brother and sister to love you.
所以呢，如果你要去到一个新地方，你完全不认识人呢，你可以来我们这里。那我们可以帮你们看看有没有在当地的好的教会。那当你去的时候，你就不会显得很孤单和陌生了。
All right, chapter 19.
那十九章。
And again, we should read together, verses 1-7.
一到七节。 Shall we read
together? Yep, that's in Chinese first, yes.
先用中文读一下，那我们顺序读吧。亚波罗在哥林多的时候，保罗经过了上边一带地方，就来到以弗所，在那里遇见几个门徒，
问他们说，你们信的时候受了圣灵没有？他们回答说，没有，也未曾听见有圣灵赐下来。
保罗说，这样你们受的是什么洗呢？他们说，是约翰的洗。
保罗说，约翰所行的是悔改的洗，告诉百姓当信那在他以后要来的，就是耶稣。
他们听见这话，就奉主耶稣的名受洗。
保罗按手在他们头上，圣灵便降在他们身上，他们就说方言，又说预言，
一共约有十二个人。
Yeah. All right. In English then, while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul took the road through the interior and arrived at Ephesus. There he found some disciples and asked them, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? They answered, no, we have not even heard that there is a Holy Spirit. So Paul asked, then what baptism did you receive? John's baptism, they replied. Paul said, John's baptism was a baptism of repentance. He told the people to believe in the one coming after him, that is, in Jesus. On hearing this, they were baptized into the name of the Lord Jesus. When Paul placed his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came on them,
and they spoke in tongues
and prophesied. There were about 12 men in all. All right, so here's another problem. The first problem was when Apollos was in, where was he? Was it here at Ephesus? In this part of the Bible, I get confused about what city they're in, because they're moving all the time. But Aquila and Priscilla taught Apollos. And then when Paul comes here, these people need additional teaching. And so Paul taught them beyond what they had already learned.
所以当亚波罗在那的时候，亚基拉夫妇俩呢教导了他，但是等后来保罗回来的时候呢，这一带的地方的人呢，他们需要更多的教导。
All right, so all of that says that you and I are continually learning, we're teaching one another, we're helping one another, and after you've been a Christian for a long time, you'll still learn some more.
所以这段经文的告诉我们的意思就是我们需要不停的学习啊，就是即使你成为基督徒一段的时间以后，你还是有很多东西需要学。
All right, verse 8 then, and we'll read verse 8 through 10.
我们来读第八和第到第十节啊，接着往下读。
保罗进会堂，放胆讲道一年三个月，辩论神国的事，劝化众人。
后来有些人心里刚硬不信，在众人面前毁谤这道。保罗就离开他们，也叫门徒与他们分离，便在推亚农的学房天天辩论。这样有两年之久，叫一切住在亚细亚的，无论是犹太人是希腊人，都听见主的道。
Yeah.
All right, verse 8. Paul entered the synagogue and spoke boldly there for 3 months.Arguing persuasively about the kingdom of God. But some of them became obstinate. They refused to believe and publicly maligned the way. So Paul left them. He took the disciples with him and had discussions daily in the lecture hall of Tyrannus. This went on for 2 years.So that all the Jews and Greeks who lived in the province of Asia heard the word of God. All right. Well, very interesting. Paul starts, as he usually does, in the synagogue, telling the Jews about the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以保罗如同往常一样的，他先进的是会堂，来告诉犹太人关于耶稣。
But many of them were reluctant to listen and rejected the truth and started to fight against it.
他们还是很多人心很硬啊，拒绝真理，开始抵挡。
Consequently, Paul left them and he went to the school of Tyrannus and he was teaching there every day.
然后呢，保罗就离开他们，去了推拉奴的学房啊，就是学校，天天跟他们辩论。
So some people say to us, why do you have so many Bible studies at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel?
有的人问我们呢，为什么我们这里有这么多的圣经学习课？
And the answer is, in the book of the Acts, they studied the Bible every day.
答案就是呢，在使徒行传的时代，他们也每天学习圣经。
We should do the same.
那我们应该也是一样的。
Now, we're not as bold as they were.We do our Bible studies mostly in the chapel or in houses.
我没有他们那么刚强壮胆啊，我们一般都是在家里或者在这个教会里学习。
Paul did his teaching more publicly.
那保罗更多的是公开的在他讲他的道。
And we should be doing our teaching more publicly. I say that to my shame.
所以我们也应该。这么做啊，这是我们做的不好的地方，也应该更多的公开的讲神的道。
But he did that every day for 2 years.
保罗是每天都讲啊，讲了两年。
So a lot of people would have heard.
很多人其实都听见
了。As a matter of fact, it basically says everybody around that area heard the truth of God.
所以实际在那一代的人呢、啊，无论犹太希腊人都听见了主的道。
I heard a story on the radio the other day, and it went like this.
我在福音这个广播里啊，有一天我听见这样的一个故事。
A man went, I believe, to a small village in Vietnam.
有一个人呢，去越南的一个小村庄里。
He said to him, "How many people live in this village?"
他就问啊，这个村里有多少人呢？
They said 92.
对方回答说呢，有92个人。
He said, how many people are in the church?
他又问啊，有多少人去教会呢？
They said 92.
他说呢，92个。
He said, how many people are here today?
他就问，今天这里有多少人呢？
They said 95.
他说有95个人。
Because he was there and two of his friends were there too.
因为呢，这个讲到的他带了他两个朋友一起去啊，所以就多了他们三个生人，92个当地人。
We would be happy if there were a whole lot more who came to our Bible studies.
所以我们也很高兴，我们也希望有更多的人来参加我们的学习。
All right. So keeping reading now, verses 11 and 12.
11和12节。继续往下。
神借保罗的手行了些非常的奇事，甚至有人从保罗身上拿手巾或围裙放在病人身上，病就退了，恶鬼也出去了。
All right, God did extraordinary miracles through Paul, so that even handkerchiefs and aprons that had touched him were taken to the sick.And their illnesses were cured, and the evil spirits left them. All right, there was great power and great effectiveness, even in this strange way of handkerchiefs being used to result in miracles.
所以，保罗。这个布道旅程上有很多的神迹啊，乃至手巾啊，就手绢都可以用来做神迹。
This is very similar to what happened in Acts chapter 3, where the shadow of Peter passing over people would cause them to be healed.
那这个有点像使徒行传三章啊，就是彼得他走路过的时候，那个影子照到了病人，病人都能好。
What God was doing was he was establishing his work in this strange foreign country, and he authenticated his ministry with miraculous signs.
所以使神带着使徒在这些地方传道的时候呢，给了他们很大的神迹的能力。就是因为这些地方人没有信嘛，所以他让他们看见了很多超自然的神迹。
All right, so the question is, why doesn't God use handkerchiefs today?
那现在问题来了，为什么神今天不用手绢呢？
Okay, I've got my handkerchief right here.
我的手绢在这里啊，就是我的手绢。
Okay, there's nothing miraculous about this handkerchief.
但我要告诉你啊，我这个手绢没有任何的神奇能力啊，一点都没有。
Why isn't this handkerchief used today the same way as it was in Paul's day?
为什么上帝不使用我这个手绢跟保罗的手绢一样的做工呢？
We have Bible today.
Okay, we've got the Bible. There's lots of reasons. One of the reasons is this: God's more interested in God is not terribly interested in handkerchiefs. That's what I'm trying to say.
所以答案是呢，神其实关注的不在手绢上啊，神更多的关注的是神的话，是我们的得救。
Could God still use handkerchiefs?
神能不能用手绢呢？
Yes.
当然可以。
But for two reasons he doesn't.
两个原因啊，他不用。
Number one is God usually does things in a different way.
第一呢，神经常做的事情都是以不同的方式做，他不重复。
God doesn't always do his miracles the same way.
神总是不是用同样的方式做神迹的。
But the other thing is that God's great miracles today are not the miracles of healing or the miracles of casting out spirits even.They are the miracles of changed lives.
神呢，今天行的神迹最大的不是，医好了人，不是呢把鬼赶出去，这些当然是啊。但是呢，神更大的神迹让我们看见的就是改变你，改变我。
So if you want to know whether the truth, whether what's taught in the Bible is true, instead of trying to find a miraculous handkerchief, go and find a Christian.Whose life was changed.
所以你今天你想要知道这个讲的是不是真的，就像保罗当时他们要证明神是真的一样哈。你今天不要去找一块有神奇能力的手绢，你要去找一个生命已经被神被基督改变了的基督徒。
And that's where you're going to get the message of the Bible authenticated today. It's the miracle of changed lives.
所以神的神迹呢？是在一个被改变的生命上，今天很大的彰显出来。
We don't have too much in our, we don't have too much in Vancouver today about evil spirits being cast out of people.
那今天至少在温哥华呢，我们没有听到特别多这种例子哈，说什么鬼被赶出去了。
There's a couple of reasons for that. The first one is that by the grace of God, evil spirits have not yet taken large control over much of our society.
那有很多的原因当中之一呢，比如第一个就是因着神的恩典呢，我们受这样鬼附的搅扰呢，比较小。
But in other parts of the world, evil spirits are much more prevalent and much more powerful.
但是在世界的有一些地方呢，的确，邪灵的这个造成的搅扰，就是鬼附的情况是比较严重的。
By the grace of God, evil spirits don't have their same power when there are a lot of Christians around because Christians have the Holy Spirit of God in their lives.
因着神的恩典和能力呢，所以当神的道昌盛的地方，圣灵比较能力，因为基督徒比较多的地方， 这个事情鬼附的事情就会比较小比较少，因为基督徒里都有圣灵。
But in many parts of the world that is not true, and the evil spirits are very powerful, and by the grace of God the message of the gospel is still casting out evil spirits in those places.
所以在某一些的 地上的某一些的地方呢，当基督徒不是特别多的 那个地方呢，邪灵的能力就会比较大，但是感谢神的恩典，在那些地方呢，当福音传进去的时候，赶鬼的神迹还是能看见的。
So the question would be, are evil spirits real and are they powerful?
那问题是这个邪灵是真的吗？是有这么大能力吗？
And the answer is yes.
答案是是的。
But the other thing is, and you must remember this, God and the Lord Jesus Christ are more powerful than the evil spirits.
但我们要记得的，也要明白的一个重要真理就是，虽然有邪灵，虽然他能力很大，但是呢，神，耶稣基督比他能力更大。
So there was a preacher on the radio last week.Who was saying something like this? He said, "What is the opposite of good?"
所以上一周的这个电台里呢，讲到福音里有一个传教士讲了一句，问了一个问题，他说，好的对立面是什么？
And the answer is bad.
答案当然是坏嘛。
What is the opposite of light?
那光的对立面是什么呢？
And the answer is darkness.
黑暗。
What is the opposite of freedom?
自由呢？对立面。
Slavery.
就是奴役啊，奴役。
What is the opposite of God?
那神的对立面是什么？
And the answer is, there really isn't an opposite to God, because God is so big that there's really no opposite. Some people say, God and the opposite is the devil. But no, the devil isn't the opposite to God, because you see, the devil was just an angel. And he chose to sin, so he fell from his position. He was an archangel, and he fell to where he is now. So the opposite of the devil is Michael the archangel. But God is way bigger than the devil.
对，所以刚才那几个都是有对立的啊。但是呢，你要讲到神的对立面什么？没有，神没有啊。你不能说神的对立面是魔鬼是撒旦啊，因为魔鬼撒旦不过是堕落的天使而已啊，那天使也本来就是神的最初的受造物之一批哈、啊，所以你说撒旦有没有对立面？有的。那撒旦对立面呢，就是另外的天使长啊，撒旦是个天使长，堕落的天使长。那比如说像米迦勒，那撒旦对立面可以是米迦勒，但他们俩都在上帝之下，所以神是没有对立面的，因为他不可能有什么样的。受造物是能够和神有那么同等的能力。
All right, so I probably told you about my friend. I think I told you last week, but I'm not sure. He phoned me from Hong Kong about 10 days ago.
一个朋友呢，十天前呢，跟我从香港打电话。
And he was very, very concerned about the devil.
他对这个魔鬼呢，有很大的负担呢，忧虑。
He'd had some experiences in his household with the effect of the devil.
所以他在他家里呢碰到了一些这个情形哈。
And I had to tell him that he had to realize greater is God who is in the Christian than the devil who is in the world. That's what the Bible says.
所以我必须要提醒他，也告诉他呢，就是在我们里面的。耶稣基督的灵是胜过世上一切的邪灵和魔鬼的。
All right, so our next story now is about the devil. Let's keep reading.
所以我们之后的故事就是关于邪灵了。我们继续往下读。
Verses 13, 14, 15, and 16, please.
13到16节。
那时有几个游行各处念咒赶鬼的犹太人，向那被恶鬼附的人擅自称主耶稣的名，说我是奉保罗所传的耶稣，赦令你们出来。
做这事的有犹太祭司长士基瓦的七个儿子。
恶鬼回答他们说，
耶稣我认识，保罗我也知道，你们却是谁呢？
恶魔所附的人就跳在他们身上，胜了其中两人，制服他们，叫他们吃了身子，坐了山，从那屋子里面逃出去。
All right. Some Jews who went around driving out evil spirits tried to invoke the name of the Lord Jesus over those who were demon possessed. They would say,
"In the name of Jesus,
whom Paul preaches, I command you to come out." Seven sons of Sceva, a Jewish chief priest, were doing this. One day, the evil spirit answered them, "Jesus I know, and I know about Paul, but who are you?" Then the man who had the evil spirit jumped on them and overpowered them all. He gave them such a beating that they ran out of the house naked and bleeding. Okay? That's a bit of a scary story.
听起来有点吓人的一个故事。
The evil spirits do have great power.
那邪灵呢，的确是有大能力的。
And our power against them is not knowing about Paul or about Jesus. Our power against them is the power of Jesus himself.
所以我们胜过邪灵的能力啊，不是来自哪，不是来自于我们知道关于耶稣的事，知道关于保罗的事，而是呢，胜过邪灵只能是耶稣自己胜过的。
If Jesus is your Savior and God is your Father, why then you can say, Father Jesus, you defeat this evil spirit, please.
所以这里的前提必须是你自己已经是个接受基督成为救主的人。那这样的话呢，神就是你的父了。这时候你就可以做祷告了。你说，父啊，求你胜过这仇敌，胜过这魔鬼。
But if you yourself resist the Lord Jesus and you don't obey the Lord Jesus,
如果你自己也拒绝耶稣，你也不顺服耶稣
，Why would you expect the devil to obey the Lord Jesus when you ask him to？
如果你自己都不顺服，你怎么可能指望你说魔鬼你要顺服耶稣他会听你呢？
The devil would say, why should I obey the Lord Jesus? You don't.
魔鬼会说你怎么凭什么让我去听耶稣的话，你都不听。
So the power is not in the fact that you know the name of the Lord Jesus or Paul or you know that they have power. The power comes when you yourself submit to itAnd you say, all right, I'm going to follow Jesus. Jesus, you deliver me from the devil who wants to attack me.
所以这样的能力啊，不在乎你知道这保罗的名、耶稣的名，而在乎你接受耶稣成为你的救主。他是你的主，他替你去征战，你求他，他去征战。
Okay, but here's another thing. What kind of character is the devil?
那现在还有一个问题，那魔鬼的性格是什么样的性格？
And the Bible gives the devil many names. One of his names is Apollyon.
那圣经给了魔鬼有很多的名啊，那有一个名呢叫 Apollyon.
Apollyon. He is the destroyer. That's what the word means. Apollyon,
Apollyon 就是破坏者的意思。
Okay, so
毁坏者。
What does the devil want to do to you and me?
那魔鬼想在你我身上做什么呢？
He wants to destroy us.
他希望毁掉。
What does the Lord Jesus want to do to you and me?
他希望毁掉我们。那耶稣想对我们做什么呢？
He wants to give us eternal life.
他想给我们永生。
All the difference in the world. Okay, in this particular instance, he took the man who had the who was.The men who were trying to cast out the devils, he beat them up and he destroyed them. He sent them away naked.
所以在这里你会看见这魔鬼对于那个这两个不信神但误用神名的人，他做的什么呢？就是毁坏他们，甚至伤了他们，赤着身子跑了。
Would you remember the devil is never your friend?
你要记得啊，魔鬼永远不会成为你的朋友。
All the devil can do is tear down.
那他要做的一切的事只有一个，就是毁坏，他不是建造的。
He wants to destroy us. The Bible says he wants to devour us.
所以神说呢，圣经说呢，他要吞吃我们呢，圣经用这个词。
And the Lord Jesus Christ wants to build you up and to protect you.
那耶稣呢，相反，他要把你建立起来，他要保护你。
All right. Another story now, 17, 18, 19, and 20, please.
十七到二十节。
All right. Verse 17 then. When this became known to the Jews and Greeks living in Ephesus, they were all seized with fear, and the name of the Lord Jesus was held in high honor. Many of those who believed now came and openly confessed their evil deeds. A number who had practiced sorcery brought their scrolls together and burned them publicly. When they calculated the value of the scrolls, the total came to 50,000 drachmas. In this way, the word of the Lord spread widely and grew in power. All right, so another story. The evil spirits were quite active in the city of Ephesus.
所以在以弗所哈，邪灵看起来还蛮猖獗的。
And many people practiced or followed these evil spirits in their practices.
而且呢，很多人是跟随这些邪灵所带来的这个巫术的。
When they heard the story of this man Siva and his seven sons who were beaten and ran away naked, they said there's got to be some power in the message of the gospel.
所以当这些人听到刚才施基瓦的这几个儿子的故事了以后，这些人就知道，哦，原来神的能力是很大的。
So many became Christians.
所以很多人因此成了基督徒。
And they realized that what they had to do was get rid of those things that they had in their lives previously.
所以他们就意识到信主以后呢，他们需要把他们生命里之前的那些拜假神的行邪术的事情要去掉。
So they had what I call the Great Ephesian Bonfire.
所以我管这个叫呢，以弗所大火啊。
A bonfire is just a fire that you burn things on to get rid of them.
就是以弗所焚烧啊，就是你要在火里面把这个不要的东西烧掉。
So they probably had some books, and the word here is scrolls. They had some paper that was related to their following of the devils. It may have been some devil worship practices explained. Who knows what it was, but it was related to their old life of following the devil and not Jesus.
所以他们烧掉的是他们以前行邪术的时候相关的那些书籍啊，一些东西啊，所以都是他们旧我、老我在不认识神之前有的。
So they thought, you know, what are we going to do with this?
所以他们会想呢，我们该怎么处理这些东西？
Wait, we don't really want to keep these around. They were designed to cause us to worship the devil. We don't want to do that anymore.
因为他们讲的，我们不想再做这些事情了。因为这些书是本来是让我们去拜偶像、行邪术的，我们不想再这么做了。
So they said we'd better get rid of it.
所以他想呢，我们最好还是把这个东西给去掉。
So they decided to do that together. One person would encourage the other, and they said, let's have a fire, and we'll just burn all this bad stuff.
所以他们一个两个三个他们到一起呢，最终决定，好，那我们就一起做吧，就是烧了一堆火，大家都把不要的东西拿过来。
I'm not really sure where they had it. They might even have had itin the public square.
所以我不知道他们做这个烧这个东西在哪里啊，也许甚至在广场上。
But interestingly enough, they counted the value of it. They could have sold all this stuff. If they'd sold us, they would have got 50,000 drachma.
所以很有意思呢，他们烧的时候他们也算了一下这个钱，因为他们可以把这些书呢卖掉，把这些东西卖掉。所以这个价值多少？大概50,000块钱。
So how much money is that?
这是大概多少钱呢
？Not. Okay. How much is a drachma worth?
这个 drachma 啊，这个一块是多少？它这个词是。
You'll remember the story the Lord Jesus told. He said a man went out one day early in the morning to hire some day laborers.And he promised to give them 1 drachma.
所以这个 drachma 这个单位呢，在另外一个地方也出现过。就比如在圣经里一个福音书里讲到耶稣呢，讲过一个故事，说有一天有个人呢，他出去给他的葡萄园雇工人，谈的工价呢就是一个 drachma 一天。
Okay, so in those days, a drachma was a day's wage.
所以在那个时代呢，一个 drachma 就是一天的工钱。
Okay, so I'm not sure what a day's wage is today. I'm not a good mathematician, so we're going to pretend that a day's wage today is $100.
我也不知道今天的一天工钱多少啊，但假设吧，假设是100块钱。
That's probably even less than minimum wage today. Let's assume that it's $200. $200 would be $25 an hour. Some people earn that or more.Yes, you don't, but that's other people.
也许100少了一点啊，因为这个会低于现在最低工钱的这个要求，就假设200吧，200块钱一天。
All right, so if 1 drachma is worth $100, how much is 50,000 drachma worth?
那如果一个 drachma 就是100块钱的话呢，那50,000块钱是多少？
1,000,000。
5万drachma是多少？
$5 million.
500万。
Is that a lot? What if it was $200 a drachma? That would be $10 million.
就假设一天的工钱是100块钱的话呢，这里的五万个 drachma 呢，就相当于500万。那如果是一天的工钱是200块钱呢，就是1,000,000。
When was the last time you went to a $10 million bonfire?
你上一次烧掉1,000,000是什么时候？
Doesn't cost $10 million for fireworks day in July and August. They in English Bay they shoot the fireworks off. That's not $10 million. I'll tell you that.
其实英吉利海峡那里每年秋天放烟火，大概也放不了1,000,000啊。
That's a lot of money.
这好多钱呢，好多钱。
Okay, these people could have taken those books and they could have sold them, and other people would have bought them, and they could have had the $10 million to themselves. And they said, "No, we are going to let people know that that was wrong. I don't want anybody else to read that book."
那他们这些人呢？就为什么这里要这么讲呢？其实对他们来说还是一个挺重要的决定，因为他们完全可以把它卖了啊，把它换成钱，但是呢他们的选择是什么呢？既然我们知道这是错的，这是害人的，我们不要呢，我们也不要给别人，那他们就把它给烧了。 所以这个的代价是非常大的，从钱上、金钱上来说。
So I don't know all the details of this story, but our grandfather one day found a book that was not a good book.
那我不记得这个故事的细节了，但是有大概是这样，就是有一天呢，我的祖父呢在家里发现了一本书，书呢不是特别好的书。
So I'm not sure all the details, but I do know this, that he took the book out to the backyard.
然后呢，我不知道细节，但我知道呢，他把这个书扔到后，带到后院去。
And in those days, you used to burn a lot of wood in the house to keep the house warm.
在那个时代呢，取暖呢都是烧木头的。
And so in his backyard, they had what we call a chopping block.
那在他的后院呢，他会有一个砍木头的那个桩子啊。
Okay, and so the chopping block was where you would put some wood, you'd put it on the chopping block, and then with a hatchet you could chop that and make kindling out of a bigger piece of wood.
对，就是砍木头的桩子是干什么呢？就是你底下有个木桩，有个比较硬的木桩，然后呢，你拿斧子。然后把一个粗一点的木头呢放在那个桩子上呢，你可以把它砍成一片一片细一点的，好烧。
So he took the book out to the chopping block.
啊，他就把那本书拿到那个木桩的砍木头的桩子上。
And then he got his big axe.
他把他那。
And he chopped the book in pieces. And then he threw it into the garbage can.
他就把他那个平常砍木头的大斧子拿出来，把那个书砍成几个碎块，然后再扔到垃圾桶里去了。
Okay, so there are things in life that are bad.
所以在生命里总会有些东西是不好的。
Don't keep them, don't resell them, get rid of them.
也既不要留着它，更不要把它给卖了，也毁了它，然后再扔了。
Eric Peterson and I many years ago went to visit a woman down in Kitsilano. She said, I'm afraid of evil spirits.
所以 Eric 呢，一些年前跟我一起去 Kitsilano 拜访一个妇人哈，那他说呢，我特别害怕那邪灵啊。
We said, I'm not sure. Maybe Eric said.Do you have anything around here that would remind you of evil spirit?
Yeah, 那 Eric 就问他啊，他说你家里是不是有些什么东西让你老想起邪灵啊？
She said, "Well, yes, I was in Africa and I got this pole with all these carvings on it."
啊，他说是啊，我去了一趟非洲，带回来这么个东西，就是那个柱子哈，上面刻了木头柱子，刻了好多的东西在上面，刻在上面啊。
She was a very artistic woman, and this was very beautiful.
那这个柱子是很漂亮。那她因为她是搞艺术的，所以上面都雕的还挺漂亮的。
And Derek said, "Do you think there's any evil spirit associated with that?"
然后 Eric 就问他，那你是不是觉得有些邪灵是跟你拜这个东西有关系啊
？And she said, "Yes."
她说应该是的，应该是。
And so Eric said, "Well, what do you think we should do with it?"
然后 Eric 问他，那你觉得我们应该怎么办呢
？Okay, she was living in an apartment building. We put it down the garbage chute, all the way down. That was the end of it.
所以他住在那个公寓里哈，公寓里是有些是扔垃圾可以直接是有个竖井可以扔进去，他就把那个直接扔到那竖井里，扔出去了。
Okay. Is there anything in your life that you should burn or chop up or put in the garbage chute?
所以你的生命里有没有一些需要烧掉的或砍掉的或扔到垃圾箱里去的东西？
Is there anything in your house that you should put in the garbage dump?
是不是你的家里有没有这样的东西应该扔到垃圾桶里去？
There were a couple of fellows here at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel years ago. When they were teenagers, they used to listen to music that wasn't very good.
那一些年前呢，在我们教会来过一些几个人哈，那他们在他们年轻的时候，就他们十几岁的时候呢，他们听过一些不是特别好的音乐。
We were at Bible camp, and we had a bonfire.
那我们又一起去了那个基督徒的营会哈，那在那里呢会有一烧了一堆火。
And they took these albums and they threw them on the bonfire.
Amen.
They were all burnt.
所以这些年轻人呢，在这个营会的时候呢，他们就把他们年轻时候这个听的那些很不好的音乐就都扔到火里去了。
We had another woman here at the chapel. And she had trouble with her television set.
这会还有一个这个女士啊，那她家的电视有些问题。
She said there's bad stuff on that television set. I shouldn't be watching that all the time.
她说这个电视里有一些不好的东西，我不应该每次都看。
She didn't really know what to do. She had a great big pair of scissors.In her house,
她也不知道该怎么办啊。但她的房间里，她房子有把大剪刀。
Okay, so she cut the cord.
她把电视线剪掉了。
Okay, but there was power in the cord, and the sparks were going on.
但她剪的时候，这个还有电呢，她搞了很多火星出来。
But she had enough wisdom.To do something about it.
但他的确有足够的智慧去做一点事情。
All right, so that is the story. What does verse 20 say?
那二十节说什么？故事讲完以后的二十节。
In this way, the word of the Lord spread widely and grew in power.
主的道大大兴旺，而且得胜。
Okay, if you...Take God seriously, He'll take you seriously.
如果你把神的道认真对待，他就认真对待你。
And if you say these things are bad, I'm going to get rid of them.
你说这些东西是很不好的，我要去除它。
Then when you pray, God will say, I'll answer your prayer.
然后当你祷告的时候，神会说：“那我就听你的祷告。”
Let me just give you two illustrations of this.
那我给你们两个解释哈。
Number one, the verse reads like this: The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much.
就是经文这么说的，义人的祷告是大有能力的，应该是。
Okay.So, some people say, I pray. Amen.
有的人说，那我祷告，都说几句就阿门，就没了。
Okay. And I have a friend, spoke to him a few weeks ago. He lives in Florida. And that's what his mother taught him to pray. She taught him a prayer, and he prayed it every night before he went to bed.
那这是我的一个朋友从佛罗里达，他说呢，他妈妈就教他这么祷告。
It was a pretty long prayer.
这是一个很长的祷告。
But he realized that the faster you say it, the sooner you can go to bed.
但他意识到呢，他讲的越快呢，他就越早能睡啊。
So I heard him say it one night. I asked him, I want to hear you say it. And so he went, okay. I was absolutely amazed.
然后呢，我就听他说过一次哈。他用最快的语速讲完了，我实在非常吃惊啊。
So I said to him, that was amazing, do it again.
那我说你太神奇了，你再说一遍啊。
He said no.
他说不。
No, it's not wise. That was foolish. I was foolish then. I'm not going to do it again.
然后呢，他说不，这其实很不明智，这很愚蠢，我再也不这么做了。
But James tells us it's the effectual, fervent,prayer of a righteous man that avails much.
所以这是雅各书说的，其实就是义人的祷告里面呢，就是它是有效的，然后发自内心的义人的这样的祷告是大有能力的。
Okay, so when you pray, you make sure that it's a righteous heart that is praying. God will listen to that prayer. He doesn't answer every prayerAs we would want, but he will answer the prayer of a fervent, righteous man or woman.
所以神并不是说呢，你说什么他都会听允，但是呢， 你若里面是清洁的心啊、是从义人出来的，祷告呢，神必听了。
Now I'm going to tell you the story of Ahab. He was a man in the Old Testament.
那我讲一个故事啊，旧约的一个故事。这个他叫亚哈哈。
He was a king, and he was a really bad king.
他是个王，以色列的王，但是非常坏。
They basically took the kingdom away from the whole land of Israel because of the sins that he committed.
那实际上呢，以色列国的被毁了，被外族给掳走了，就是因为这个亚哈王做的这个事太坏了。
So God sent the prophet to Ahab and said, Ahab, you are that God is going to take the nation of Israel away from Israel because of your sins.
所以神差先知就跟亚哈说呢，你做的事实在太糟糕了，所以呢，神会怎么样惩罚呢？会让外族进来，把整个以色列族啊，北国啊，就全部掳走。
And Ahab was so severely rebuked by that.That he went home, I think he repented greatly, he mourned, I think he rent his clothes, he said, God, I am sorry, I shouldn't have done that.
所以亚哈呢，在这么如此严厉的神的警告下，他回去，他谦卑了，他说，神啊，他回转了，他悔改，他说我错了，这个我不应该这么做。
And so God sent the prophet back to him.
然后神就差先知又回去。
And he said to him, Ahab, I've seen the way you've repented, and I'm going to do what I said, but I won't do it in your days. I'll wait until after you're dead to do it.
所以神说呢，我看见你的悔改了，那我还是会继续做这个审判的事，但是不会在你的一生中让你看见，你死了以后才会发生。
All right, all of this says that God is watching for the sincerity of the heart and the sincerity of the action that follows the heart. He sees that and then he can bless.
所以这些都告诉我们一个事实，神在找什么呢？神在找一颗真诚的心，加上由真诚的心带出来的真诚的行为。那这两件神是在寻找的时候，他看见他就必祝福。
So prayer is not just words.
所以祷告并不只是那几句话说出来的话而已。
And prayer is not just saying I believe.
祷告也不仅仅是说哦我相信。
But prayer is the response of belief that does something to prove that there is belief. Belief.Must be followed by obedience to prove that belief is real.
所以祷告呢是你里不但是里面的相信，而是你里面的顺服。你证明在外面呢，你决定你要跟随他，是由一颗真诚顺服的心带出来的话和带出来的行为。
All right, I keep on going indefinitely, but we do have a few minutes. Any questions on what we've been talking about today?
有什么问题吗？今天我们讲到现在的部分有没有什么问题？
Any questions today?
So, regarding those bad books,
yes.
If those books are regarding the fortune teller or
yes.
Feng shui is kind of.
Yeah, that's right. I've heard about feng shui.
Yeah. Chinese a lot of these kind of books.
Yes.
To forecast your future.
That's right. Okay. I've got a book at home that forecasts my future too. This is the book that forecasts my future.
他说他有一本风水书，就是这本圣经。这是我的，我猜我的未来就是这么猜的。
问题，就是第六章那个第六节第六句，保罗按手在他们的头上圣灵便降在他们身上。
嗯，
他们就说抱歉，不受洗是受洗吗？是。
Okay. Yeah. So the question is on verse 6, chapter 19, verse 6. So when Apostle Paul placed hand on them, the Holy Spirit came down,
yes.
came on them, and they spoke in tongues. So is this baptism or not?
I've got to answer Lucia's question, then I'll get to Victoria.
我们先把 Lucia 的问题问讲完，我们再来讲你。
The first question is, you don't want people to believe in feng shui or whatever it's called. You don't want people to believe in the horoscopes.
Yeah.
And therefore, yes, you're probably wise just to get rid of them.
Yeah.
You don't want them to fall.
你是对的，比如风水书啊，或者其他的，类似的书啊，那你自己不能信，你也不希望别人去相信这些，所以你毁了他们呢，总是最好的。
The problem is that they could become a temptation to you, not today, but some other time. They could become a temptation to someone else. But if you get rid of them, it's a public demonstration that you don't believe that anymore.
所以，这里的问题在于呢，你如果留着它呢，它会是一个潜在的试探和诱惑，在未来的某一个点上，不但对你。也可能对你边上的人，对你的朋友，但如果你把它毁了呢？这个是你一个非常公开的，显明你不再相信他，你不再愿意去跟随这些东西。
When the children of Israel went into the land of Canaan in the book of Joshua, they were commanded to destroy all that they found, including everything associated with the idolatry of the people.
那所以以色列人当他们被神带到迦南地那应许之地的时候呢，神给了他们个命令，他们在迦南地所有找到的跟拜偶像有关系的东西全部要毁掉。
But there were two things associated with idols.
有两件事情啊，是和偶像有关的。
One is that they were very, very expensive. They were often coated with or made of gold and silver, so they were very expensive.
第一种呢是非常贵重的那种，很可能是以金银造的一个偶像啊，就是那很贵的。
But in addition, they were very valuable as artistic works.
同时呢，它不但这个造的这个材质很贵，同时它从艺术上呢。它也会有价值，所以它本身是一个是有价值，它不但有物的价值，它还有这个潜在的价值。
They would be very beautiful, they'd be highly skillfully made, and they would represent whatever they represent. So very valuable.
它的很可能是一个艺术水平很高的人做的，然后它很有价值，它不单是它表面看起来的那个价值，它是。很值钱的。
And the Lord said, burn them, or tear them down, or destroy them. They weren't to be kept in any way. Nothing that was used in the worship of the idols before they went into the land of Canaan was to remain.
所以神就警告以色列人呢，就这样的东西，他们全部要毁掉，因为这当地呢，这些东西都会。也成为他们未来的试探和诱惑，所以神命令以色列人都要毁了。
Hezekiah also destroyed something.
Hezekiah 是西底家，对，西底家也毁了一些这个东西。
Okay, in the days of Moses, you'll remember there was a plague of snakes in the wilderness, and the snakes came and bit the children of Israel. And they were dying.
所以在摩西在旷野的时候呢，神拆了火蛇啊，进了犹太人中间呢，火蛇咬了很多犹太人。
So Moses made a model snake out of brass.
所以摩西呢做了一条铜蛇哈，铜的蛇啊。
And when people looked at the model snake, they were healed.
然后铜蛇是在他的帐顶上，所以人抬头仰望。 那个摩西杖上的铜蛇的时候呢，他们就得救了。
So they kept it probably for 700 or 800 years. They kept it. That really was an historical artifact.
所以他们就把这个铜蛇，摩西杖上的铜蛇留下来了，就保存了大概七八百年哈。
But some of the children of Israel said, "This is good for healing your sickness." They cured the people of snake bite 800 years ago. Probably we should. And so they began to worship or venerate that snake.
所以很多犹太人呢，他们就觉得，哎，这个在七八百年前呢，我们的祖先都靠这个得救了那个蛇咬，所以现在我们也相信这个，所以他们把它就修饰了一下啊，就开始拜这个东西。
So Hezekiah, I think he ground it up and got rid of it. I can't remember precisely how, but he got rid of that snake because people were going to follow it.
所以犹太的后来的一个王呢，就把它给毁了，把这个蛇的铜蛇的这个偶像给毁了。
So if you got something bad around, you know it's bad, get rid of it.
所以你如果知道你家里有一些这样的东西呢，回去把它给毁了。
All right, Victoria's question is more difficult. Okay.
Victoria 的问题呢更难一些。
And Victoria's question is, when Paul came to Ephesus, he told the people that there was more to the gospel than the preaching of John.
所以当保罗来到以弗所的时候呢，他就告诉人们，这里会有比约翰的洗啊更多的内容。
So he told them all about the Lord Jesus Christ.He told them all about the fact that Jesus had died and was buried and rose again.
他告诉了他们关于所有耶稣的事，他死了，埋了，又复活了。
He told them that John had baptized them, saying that they needed to repent of their sin.
他告诉这些以弗所人呢，约翰行的是悔改的洗，告诉大家要悔改。
But Paul said, "You need to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus for the forgiveness of sin."
但保罗说呢，你们要受圣灵的洗，要是奉耶稣的名得着赦罪的洗。
So they were baptized, but the Bible says in this instance the Holy Spirit came on them; they spoke in tongues and prophesied.
那这个时候呢，他们受洗完呢，圣经讲到他们说方言又说预言。
So this was a special, evidence of the fact that the Spirit of God was associated with their baptism and their belief.
所以这是一个特别的证据啊，就是圣灵在他们受洗之后降下来，证明他们的确是得着圣灵的洗了。
That happened on that occasion. But it was not common. That only happened on two other occasions, to the best of my knowledge.
所以这个发生在这个场合里哈，这个不是特别普遍的。在圣经里呢，可能好像还有另外两个地方哈，有类似的情形。
Actually, three occasions. One when the Holy Spirit came down in Jerusalem at Pentecost.
三次哈，第一次呢是圣灵在耶路撒冷。五旬节的时候降在门徒身上，门徒有这个现象。
Number two, when the Samaritans were converted in Acts chapter 8.
那使徒行传八章呢，撒玛利亚人得救的时候呢，也有这样的现象。
Number three, when the Gentiles were converted in Acts chapter 10.
在使徒行传十章的外邦人哥尼流得救的时候，也有这个现象。
And so what we have here is it's unique in that.It didn't happen in a lot of other occasions. It just happened here on this particular occasion.
所以这是非常特别的，它并不是每次都会有这个情形。神是需要在当时的场景，需要特别额外证据的时候才给的。
And probably it happened in order to authenticate the fact that believing the preaching of John.Though it was very, very good, is insufficient for salvation.
也许呢，在这里，神要告诉他们，相信约翰的洗非常非常好，但是这个不以足够给你们带来救恩和重生的洗，所以要给他们一个证据来显明呢， 接受耶稣基督的名是唯一的道路。
It would be a common thing for people to say, listen, I'm a Christian, I really do believe in John the Baptist, but that was insufficient. The Old Testament was insufficient for salvation. John the Baptist in the end of the Old Testament is insufficient for salvation. We must believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. I think that's the reason, Victoria, that was given to prove that the baptism of John would be insufficient.
所以这是一个证据，证据什么呢？因为那个时代呢，有很特殊的情形，在前面是旧约，施洗约翰是旧约最后一个大先知，紧跟着来的就是耶稣。所以呢，必须要让当时的人们知道呢，旧约不足以带给你得救，施洗约翰的血不足以带给你得救，只有耶稣基督他能带给你得救，所以他需要有这个外在显明的证据来告诉大家，就是他这一次按手在他们身上圣灵降下来的原因。
我还有一个就这个点，为什么是按手呢？一般不是受完洗了之后就圣灵就降下来了。
Yeah, why place hand? No.
Okay. Well,
maybe next time.
That's good. I think we better do that next time.
Can
you remember the question?
If
you remember the question, we'll try that next time. Okay. Our time is more than gone. So. Let's have a quick word of prayer. Lord, we do thank you for the Bible and for the power of the gospel.
主啊，我们要谢谢您，因为圣经，也因为圣灵的能力。
We thank you, Lord, that these men followed you, and they were blessed because of their simple faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为这些人借着他们单纯的信心就信靠你。
Lord, we would like to be like them. We would like to tell others as Priscilla and Aquila and Apollos were doing. Lord, help us to tell others of the Lord Jesus too.
主啊，我们愿意像他们，也像百。亚基拉百基拉和亚波罗那样能够告诉别人福音的信息。
And Lord, we pray that somehow you will give us the boldness to remove from our lives, from our homes, those things that are not going to be honoring to you.
主啊，我们也求您给我们力量，也让我们能够荣耀你的名，把您的福音传讲出去。
And we give thanks now then in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们这样的感恩奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen.